Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, great excitement was created yesterday when a package arrived for Mr. A. Peabody from Tennessee. Certain now that their treasure expedition was finally paying off, the old fellows eagerly examined the contents of the package. And the object which intrigued them most was a small iron chest, tightly locked, the key to which was missing. As we look in our little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library, still searching for the key. Listen.
Well, that key must be in the package somewhere there, Abner.
Yeah, you wouldn't think a feller'd send a little iron chest like that without sending the key along with it, surely.
Yeah, I just hope we never lost the key when we opened this package up last night.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Because I know I'm just going to plumb die curiosity if I don't find out what's in that little iron box pretty quick.
Oh, me too. I'm just busting to know what's in it. Because ain't no doubt that whatever's in there is the most valuable thing in the stuff he sent us.
Oh, sure. Fact is, I believe it's the only thing in there that's much good. Whereas I can tell the rest of the stuff in that package ain't worth a whole lot long.
Oh, yes, it is, Abby. You just don't understand much about buried treasure, is all.
Well, I don't understand most of that junk in there, I know that.
Anything that's buried's good. Just recollect that.
It is, huh?
Yeah, lots of that stuff in there is worth a lot of money just because it's so old. I bound you some of it's thousands of years old.
Well, I don't see how that'd make it worth anything, Lum. Whenever something gets old around our place, why, we throw it away, get something new. That's what we're looking
what
for.
What I say, just what I was talking about. You just don't know nothing about old treasuries and antiques and stuff like that. I ain't got time now to explain it to you, neither.
Well, I expected to find some diamond necklaces in a package and gold wristwatches and fountain pens. I can understand things like that.
Yeah, well, more likely that part of the treasure's in the iron box there.
That little box?
Yeah. What we got to do now is find the key for it.
Well, maybe, Lum, we could just sort of break it open.
Well, I sort of hate to do that, Emmer. Might break some of the diamonds in it or something.
Yeah,
it'd
be
like
a
shame.
Oh, no,
wouldn't want to
ruin nothing like that, no.
Maybe we better just write to Mr. Olney and ask him if he sent the key.
Write to who?
Mr. Olney. The feller in Tennessee that's digging up all the buried treasure for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is his name. I keep wanting to call him Mr. Nashville.
Mr. Nashville?
Yeah, I reckon I keep getting it mixed up because they're both in Tennessee, you know.
Both in Tennessee? Well, that's logical.
Of course, now, Lum, I don't believe we could wait till we get a letter back from Mr. Olney before we open that box, old doggies. That'd take 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I know it would. Well, let's look through the package one more time.
Now, Lum, we've done been through all them packages a dozen or more times.
I know, but this time we'll look extra good.
I've done look extra good.
Well, we'll look extra good.
Oh.
Examine every article in there. The key must be in there somewhere.
All right. I'd still love to just bust that iron box open and get my hands into them diamond rings for a few
minutes.
Well,
we ain't going to do that, so just get that out of here, right out of your head.
All right. Still
must
to do it, though,
and all that. Let's see here now. Here them old cooking pans. I know the key ain't in them.
Now, there's something right there. Them
glad
they're
locked
pans.
Up so they won't rattle.
Yeah, but I don't see how they can be worth nothing. No, Lum, look at the bottoms of them sticking out of the papers there. See how black it is? How bent the handles on them is? We got better pans than that right here in the store for 40 cents.
Well, that ain't tidy, though, Abner. What makes them valuable is because somebody famous might have used them once upon a time.
Somebody famous?
Yeah, might have been a king or Napoleon or Richard the Lion-Faced or King Arthur and the Knights of the Roundhouse.
Yeah, whoever it was, they weren't very good cooks, I'll say that for them. Just look how they burnt the bottom of them pans.
Oh, well, that can be scraped off. Of course, you don't want to scrape it off, really, because that's what makes them good.
Being burnt?
Yeah.
That dog is I can get Elizabeth to burn every pan we got in the store if it's going to raise the price of many.
There's that old sword there. Now, you know good and well that's valuable.
That old thing there?
Why, sure. Christopher Columbus might have brought that very sword over to this country himself. No telling how much that thing's worth now.
No, I don't believe it could be worth so very much long. I recollect Papa had one something like that, but it weren't worth much, I don't think. Papa thought it was, but nobody else did, I know of.
Oh, yeah, he would. He's a nice old feller.
Yeah.
How is your papa these days? I ain't heard you mention him in a long time.
Oh, he's all right, I reckon. But you know him. He just hates to ride.
But he can't ride, can he?
Yeah, he can ride all right if you can get him to do it. We ain't had a hearing from him, not since Christmas, I don't believe. Then all he said was just Merry Christmas.
Wouldn't even write out the full word Christmas, huh?
No, not Papa. No, sir. Bob wouldn't do it.
He must be getting up in years.
Oh, yeah. I reckon he's close to his 90s anyway. Still spry as anything at all, though.
Oh, he was a goer, all right.
Oh, yeah.
The old man is a card. Take caution.
The old Bess used to say it when Papa's time come, he'd have to build his coffin in the shape of a letter L so as he could set up in it.
Set up in it?
Yeah. Bess said Papa was the kind of fella that wouldn't even lay down after he's dead.
Well, that just about hits him.
Oh, yeah. You know, I still wish that when we went on that expedition, we could have drilled clean to the far side of Tennessee there and visited within a day or two.
Yeah, it would have been nice, all right.
Yeah, I'd love to do
it. Just surprising.
Yeah.
But it was like I told you, we just never had the gas coupons for it. Or the time neither one for it, that goes.
No, we can.
Clean across the state there.
Yeah, well, here, let's get back this treasure here and find that dadgum key we're going to. I can't wait much longer.
Yeah, it's bound to be in here somewhere, Abner.
You don't reckon that there Mr. Arnie feller would have kept that key on a purpose, do you, Long?
Kept it?
Yeah.
What would he have did that for?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he figured the key in with his half of the treasury some way. You know, our agreement with him was that he could keep half of anything he dug up.
Yeah, no, but say, wouldn't be no sense in him doing anything like that.
It might have even been a gold key with diamonds in it and a pearl handle or something.
No, it's just been misplaced is all. We'll find it here somewhere. If you'll hash up for 5 minutes and help me look through this stuff.
No, but when we start getting rich off of this junk, I believe I'll get me a pearl handle key. Hang it right on my watch chain there.
Here's this little box full of all different kinds of shoe buttons, but I've looked through it a dozen times. I know the key ain't in here.
Yeah, now there's another thing. Now, what's valuable about a box of old shoe buttons like that, Lon?
Abner, stop asking questions. You get me to thinking this stuff ain't worth nothing, too.
Well, is it?
Well, sure it is. Don't forget, all this was buried hundreds of years ago, and that makes it worth something right there.
It does, huh?
Yeah. If it weren't valuable in the first place, nobody would have ever went to all the trouble to bury it.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Never had thought about it just that way, but you're right, I reckon.
Of course I am. Now, there's that batch of spoons there, souvenir spoons. I know the key ain't with them.
Now, I noticed them spoons. Now, they look like they'd be worth something.
Oh, yeah, you can just tell by looking at them. They're solid silver plated.
Yeah, I noticed one of them there is advertising a Columbia expedition. But that weren't hundreds of years ago, was it, Mom?
No.
Well, how could they get that in a buried treasury then?
Well, they just... That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
It was just some advance advertising they got out on the exposition. You know, they plan them things a long ways ahead.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They sure got that and started early.
Stop asking so many questions and help me hunt here.
All right. I just hope whatever's in that iron box is worth all this trouble we're going to, though.
Well, don't worry. It will be. I know it will.
Well, maybe we ought to bust it open and see before we go any further.
No, we ain't going to do that and file the box.
Well, couldn't we break it open just a little bit?
No, not even a little bit.
If I happen to drop it on the floor by accident and it'd break open, why, that wouldn't be our fault, would it?
Now, just get that idea out of your head and get to work here.
All right, but that iron box is filled with old shoe buttons. I ain't going to have no more to do with no treasure expedition.
Here's something I never saw in here before.
Huh?
It was stuck clean over to one side of here. Looky there.
What is that? Looks like a piece of cardboard.
It's a picture of somebody.
A picture?
He's got a big belt on, and it looks like it's got jewels stuck in it. Must be some old king.
Jewels stuck in it? Let me see that thing.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to read the name down at the bottom here. Part of it's tore away. Something Mel Sullivan. Or Solomon. Can't quite make it out.
What did you say, Solomon?
No. Guys, I bound you that's it. Solomon, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, this here's a picture of King Solomon. You've heard of him, ain't you?
Yeah, sure. I reckon this stuff belongs to him.
Might have. Granny, look at that handsome handlebar mustache he's sporting.
Yeah, let me see the picture. I'm holding it down low. I'm standing on my tiptoes.
Excuse me. Here, see that belt with the jewels in it?
Hmm. I reckon what he's got his fists up like that for. Looks like he's fixing to fist fight somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, he's mad. You can tell that looking at him.
Well, maybe he's just one of them fellas who hates to have his picture took.
Might be.
Grand Pappy Spears is the same.
Oh, yeah. He'll fight you every time. Of course, now, I don't blame this fella Solomon here for being mad, though. They never even let him get dressed before they're taking his picture. He's standing there in his long underwear.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
What, he's got a bell on to hold that up for?
Curious.
Yeah, he mixed up for somebody.
I think a king like him would have. Maybe he thought he'd put his pants on, just never got them on.
Well, he missed it, I'll tell him that. He is absent-minded.
You think a king like him would have had a lot of guards turn around. Keep folks from sneaking up and kodaking him that way.
Doggies, he ought to have guards if he's that absent-minded. I'll say that for him. But he tried a fist fight the way he's going out at there. He'd better have a lot of guards around him. Look the way he's holding up his arm. Look there, sort of like this. Doggies, I could sneak
in. Look out, Ender. You're knocking that box off in the car.
Dave, now you've did it.
Hey, Lon, look there. It broke open, Lon. Look what's rolling out of it there. Money. Hundreds of money.
Oh, my goodness. Coins. Them's the coins.
Huh?
Hi, Granny, Dad. Now on, we're going to live on easy street.
Street nothing. We're going to live in a house, a palace, the biggest one we can find.